episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. We're happy today. It's the last Friday of school holidays.
It's the home stretch, really, isn't it? Everyone's happy. Well, the parents are. The kids are not usually happy by this stage because they're, you know, winding back up to go back into what is, I think, 10 weeks the next term on the home stretch. Well, you're a bit shorter.
Yeah.
Your girls finish a couple of weeks before mine.
Yeah, the summer holidays never ending. It's insane how long they get for summer holidays. What I've realised as well, well, this isn't a new realisation. I realise this every school holidays, but it's so expensive, school holidays.
Yeah, always is. Always is.
Because you just need to, I don't know, you pack your kids with a lunchbox every day, but when they're home, they seem to eat so much more. And then you're also eating out a lot more because you're doing day trips and things like that whilst you're trying to juggle your actual working life as well, because adults can't take that many holidays from work.
You know how we did have a podcast not long ago and we went and tested out my skills at ice skating? I took the girls ice skating.
Did you?
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, I did put myself out there and say that I was learning to ice skate before I took them so that I could be better than them.
Yeah.
My question to you is, do you think I was better than them?
Well, the thing with ice skating is that kids have no fear.
Yeah.
So the big thing with adults is they're scared of falling over. So I reckon they just went straight for it.
No, they were really good.
Did that upset you?
They were really good. Yeah, kind of. Took their little friend along to Ice World at Boondall and, yeah, they all had a great time. Can't say that I excelled like I wanted to be out in the middle. I had this image of me
being good
enough to be spinning around when they sort of come onto the ice and see me out there. They'd be like, wow, look at Mum. No, it didn't happen.
No.
It's kind of an image in my head that it didn't really happen, but that's okay.
So you should
nice
have
to dream.
You should have done a term of skate school before you let your kids go.
Am I a bad mum for wishing we'd never started it?
Oh.
My two girls are dance fanatics.
Yeah, you're a dance mum.
I'm a dance mum. So are you. And you've been doing it a lot longer than me.
Yeah, but there's different levels of dance mum. There's the dance mum that drops the kids off at dance and goes.
Yeah.
But then you also have to do the hair and makeup for the concerts and you have to sew the costumes. This is something that I am not a sewing mum. I've been reminded of that by my children when I've stapled the hems on their school dresses because I'm not very good at sewing. And then the costumes for dance come home and they say, can you just stitch the bottom or sew this onto that? And I'm like,
No. Can't. What
Can't.
Happens now?
Not good at it.
There is, though, one mum that's always good at that.
Yeah, this is the thing. This is the levels of the dance mum, right? So then you've got dance mum who excels herself, who is doing all the sewing for everyone's costumes.
Oh, yeah, we've got that lady. She's amazing.
They've got a costume bag for each outfit that their child is going to wear. They don't try and cram them all into one like I do, even though the rules say one per item, and I still put three in one.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out because you're giving me levels, and I'm trying to work out where I slot in because I haven't slot in yet.
Well, remember the time that you didn't want to buy the costume bag and you sent her with just a plastic carry bag?
That was her very first concert.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure you've improved since there, but I'd say you're still sort of further down the bottom.
Yeah, I'm thinking with Gracie now, she only gets pretty much one night a week off of dance. So there's a lot of drop and then go. But Wednesdays are different because Elsie does hers. She's still at that age. So I have to spend like 3:30 till 6:15 at dance just hanging out.
Email time.
Oh, it's just.
I'm just making a mental note of Wednesdays, 3:30, 6:15.
If you don't get back to me.
if you need me. You're not busy.
That's the afternoon to get in and chat with me on email or text or call. But I think I do that. I've got individual bags for each costume and I've got two of them that do a lot of different dances. So I would be in that category. Can't sew, can't put me in that category. Do turn up and volunteer for concerts and do hair and makeup.
See,
where it's getting to is it's probably I'm up there slowly, but not the
you're climbing.
I'm not the go-to
no
mum at dance.
You're trying, though.
Trying.
You've got the participation award.
Yes. Yes. That's what I am. Yeah. I'm totally fine with that too. But where I'm getting to is the fact that Gracie started dancing when she was 2. Now she's 9. And like during the holidays, we had 2.5 days in Noosa for an Estedford. They're 2 massive days.
Yeah.
This is like all the time,
Katie. I'm just going to do a quick calculation whilst you're talking of how much. So she's 9. She's been doing it since 2. So 7 years of dance. How many weeks of school holidays are there a year? About 12?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. 12. All right. So 52, 12. So 40 weeks a year times 7. How many times a week on average over the 7 years? 2 to 3 lessons a week would be...
The middle gate, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This is going to be devastating. You're going to add to the fact of the topic that I've just brought up of, like, I should never have started it. I should have found something else.
Well, 7 years later, you did start it, and now you've spent $16,800 on dance. $16,000!
That's just one kid, though, isn't it?
Let's round it up. That's 17,000. Yeah, all right. Well, 2 kids times 2, $33,600 you've spent on dance. Imagine you could have bought a nice car with that.
I know.
But anyway, we like to keep our kids happy.
They love it, though. This is my thing, and they do love it. And I always imagine and go, imagine if I didn't let them do dance. Like, my mum never let me do dance, not holding out against her. Yeah, if I didn't do it, then what would be, kind of thing.
So how many Estedfords are there a year?
I think with Impact that we dance for, it's about 4 to 5 Estedfords that they do during the year. And then the end of year concert is usually 1 to 2 days of full dances for people to watch.
Because I feel like these are full weekends, because I've got friends whose kids do Estedford and they are full on weekends. And they're always somewhere else as well. So like they'll have to go up to the Sunshine Coast and then they have to book a hotel for 2 nights.
That's right.
And they spend the entire weekend. This is the thing, because you starting Estedford, I feel like Estedford is one of those things that once you've started, you're never going to get out of. Like, you're tied into this for the foreseeable future.
I know. And the girls that we joined the dance academy that we go to, they're still dancing.
Yeah.
She's 21.
Yes.
I was like, what? She's now, Gracie's 9. My Grace is 9. The big Grace that we followed to go to Impact, she's 21.
Yeah, so you got 12 more years.
What? What?
You've got 12 more years.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I don't mind a weekend away in Noosa at the start of the school holidays. So the accommodation is about 45 times the amount of what it normally is. But everyone's like, oh, my God, amazing. You're going to have an amazing weekend away in Noosa.
No.
No, I'm sitting in a hall. I'm doing hair and makeup
every morning. You're having to go to bed early. You're having to get up early.
There's no dinner at Bistro C, darling.
No, it's not fun.
It's not just holiday.
You and a child.
Yeah, it's like just
in
me and Grace.
The hotel room.
Yeah.
That's full on dance, mum. Yeah, and dance just mum. FYI, I've just worked that out because you're going to be doing it for another 12 years. That's $403,200.
Oh my God. I pretty much bought the dance teacher a house.
That's a house. $403,000.
Isn't your dance studio more expensive than mine anyway? So you'll be buying twice.
I don't know. Yeah,
your kids are going this. Your kids have been doing dance for the same amount of time, haven't they?
Yeah.
So you're already up there. You already bought more than me. You've brought a house and land package.
I don't want to even do my calculation because I will cry.